I'm Andrew Schneider on KRLS here with Pella High School junior Cody Heisman, who we're talking today after you made your announcement about where you intend to play football coming up in fall of 2021. First of all, let our listeners know where you're headed and why you made that decision.
I decided I wanted to go to NDSU. They've been recruiting me very hard, and it's been a great experience for me personally. I love their campus. I love the coaching staff. They're really involved with their players. It just seems like it's going to be a great fit for me, and I can't wait to be repping green and gold.
Well, and that green and gold team, Cody, as our listeners may not know, may be the greatest FCS football program ever, and they're currently dominating with several national championships over the past decade. What about that winning culture attracted you the most?
Honestly, just what they're all about as a program. Their coaching staff is really involved with their players. They put their players first, unlike some programs out there. It's the next guy up for other programs. And with NDSU, they're set apart, I feel like, on their relationship with the players. They really bring in the players and like develop them personally and don't just do the next man up. It's all about competing with each other and growing together as a team.
Well, and you had quite the junior football season that led into quite the junior wrestling season this year. You know, what leaps do you think you've made physically and athletically that are going to allow you to be ready when you go on campus in 2021 to be able to make an impact, whether that's on or off the field, but to be able to be competitive even in practice?
Well, to be honest, a lot of it is not just physically, but mentally. I would say wrestling. Deciding to join wrestling this year helped me mentally prepare for a lot of things that I can do to overcome situations in the future. And that'll show on the football field, I think, this coming fall. And it's all going to be for the better and going to have a goal to set work for. And I'll be working really hard all summer long for football season this year.
Well, and, you know, this football program here at Pella has had its own success. On the high school level, might be the equivalent of what North Dakota State offers. You know, what have you learned during your time with Pella and with the coaching staff here that you think is not only going to prepare you for your senior season, but prepare you for that next level in college?
A lot of the coaching-wise, like the way they're going to coach me, I feel like Pella represents the coaching really well, and I really got to work towards taking coaching and being able to handle that on the next level. And Pella's done a great job coaching me.
How much of it is the kind of the level of things you're doing on the football field? There's a lot of high schools that wish they were doing what Pella was doing, I'm sure, from a schematic standpoint. Yeah. I'm guessing you've learned a lot about the game itself.
It's really just the coaching, I would say. They've helped me a lot overall, like just physically, mentally. I've worked for them really hard, and it's all paying off, and I just love all the coaching they've given me and all the advice. It's more just everything.
Some of the tough news, though, was that you had to miss out on your junior track and field season, and I know your other love is throwing the discus and being a thrower. You know, how have you been trying to manage that in the meantime, knowing that you're preparing for football, but at the same time want to make sure that you're ready for next spring as well?
Yep. I throw a little bit still off and on, just depends on the day. I keep throwing, so I'll be ready for senior year season, have a good last track season, I hope, will be next year. And I feel like it's going to be a great, great senior year for me. And it's all because I'm going to be working for bigger goals. There's bigger things out there that I can still accomplish, and I'm not ready to put that track season down yet. So
the cool thing about the Pella throwing program is that there's been a ton of great football players that have come through those ranks. Mm-hmm. You think about even as far back as Garrett Jansen, who just graduated from college, all the way to guys you were able to play with both in football and in track with Mason and with Nick. How much of an influence did those guys have on you, knowing that they're trying to be competitive at the next level and that they too are hoping to have some high hopes when they're in college?
Garrett Jansen was one of the first influences for me, a big one. He went to Iowa, of course, for his first 4 years of college, and that influenced me to get in the weight room, grind a bunch, and see where I can go as a player and be just like him as a D end or a D lineman. And really, he influenced me a lot. And then Nick DeYoung, I got to work with him a little bit in track and football, and we got a relationship too. And to see he's going to Iowa, that got me very excited. And I just started working really, really hard to see if I could get anything. And I got NDSU, and I was very excited with that. And just having a relationship with those people is very awesome to have.
Well, I'm guessing you're missing out on the season, though, with Mason, because it seemed like the two of you were hoping for something big this year.
We were hoping we could get a nice – it's we kept joking around getting him into state discus this year, because he's not been a big discus guy, but this year we were going to get him. And we were working on his form and everything, and he was starting to look pretty good in the discus, so – It would have been a fun year, and I feel pretty bad for him missing out on his senior year. So I don't feel as bad. I'm missing my junior season. Yes, it stinks, but I feel worse for all the seniors out there losing their senior track season. That's just terrible, I feel like.
Well, and last time we talked was right after you had qualified for state in wrestling, which I'm guessing if I asked you that a year ago, you probably would have said, well, what are you talking about? You know, you've seemed to credit that in a lot in a change in mentality for you and a change physically for you. How big of a benefit was that one season alone to not only be able to qualify for state, but to as you said, push yourself into what you hope is a really big senior year?
I came into wrestling season thinking it's just going to be for an experience, just to do it, like just to see if I could wrestle. And honestly, it built me more as a person. Like, I did not expect any of the things that happened during that time to just happen like it did. And of course, Iowa State Wrestling made it to districts, and then made it past that to the high school up in Wells Fargo. And that was just incredible. And honestly, it just changed my mindset completely of how big things really are in Iowa high school sports, and just gave me a view that I can work harder, keep working and grind harder for a bigger outcome for my senior year, and set bigger goals for next year.
Well, and that's the next step for you. How big was it for you to make this college choice before your senior year, and why I guess did you decide to say, hey, this is the place I want to be, before you got into that final year of school?
To be honest, I really wanted to be set on a school before my senior year, because I would be able to focus on my senior year in high school still and not have to worry about college or anything like that. So I'm set in stone right now, and I'll be able to focus on my high school sports and athletics. With Jay McKenstry, we'll be working hard in the football field, and then wrestling with Pike, and then track season with Coach, all our coaches there. It's gonna be great, and I'm glad I'm set in stone on a college already.
And I'm guessing we're going to talk to you quite a bit during your senior year too. No doubt that I'll have you on my list, but I'm guessing football is something that, especially after missing track, you're really looking forward
to. Oh yeah, I can't wait to be on the field again, be able to compete. It's going to be great coming back to be able to compete for something right now after losing track. And I can't wait to compete in football.
That's Cody Heisman, a Pella High School junior, soon to be senior, talking about his athletic career heading to North Dakota State coming up in 2021. Cody, appreciate the time, especially on short notice, and look forward to talking to you sometime soon.
Yep. Thanks for the call.